time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at the end of mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
So we had a good practice, and we're excited about what we've accomplished. Looking forward to where we're going. Even though the players will be away, they'll still be training and working to get ready for training camp and what's in store there. So that's our next step. What questions do you have?
John, I didn't see Marlon out there, and we haven't seen him do a lot of it. What's he been
doing? Yeah, just nagging things. He'll be ready for training camp. Shouldn't be a problem.
Coach, we see Charlie Kohler got a little buffer this year. Is that a little boost of confidence for his position?
Yeah, he looks good. Charlie's worked really hard. He has put on a lot of muscle, lean muscle mass, and I know he's committed to all the aspects of being a good tight end. He wants to be a really good blocker. I know that's important to him, and he's preparing himself just for that.
Coach, Roquan Smith, All-Pro, Pro Bowler, been here for all the voluntary workouts, man. It really a big day today with his play. Just how does he lead by example to show his younger guys to be a pro?
That's exactly what he does, Todd. I mean, he does lead by example. He does it every way. I mean, he's also a vocal leader. He's also a kind of an inspirational leader. He does it on the field. He does it in the weight room. He does it in the meeting room. He's one of those guys, one of those special kind of guys.
Coach, are guys able to separate at all without pads on the offensive line?
No, not really. Not really. That'll be for training camp. I think all those guys have done what they need to do in terms of preparing for that, but that'll happen first few weeks of training camp, and then on into the preseason games. We'll see where we go. Can you say it a little louder?
Kadir Ishmael was working with the tight ends individuals. Is that a consideration of having him work in that position, or just exploring options?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's exploring options. It's so everything nowadays, you put them in groups. You call them tight ends and wide receivers, but a lot of times they do the same jobs, So having him over there working on some of those techniques was what we were doing, and he'll probably be kind of an inside receiver type of a guy. Not to say he couldn't go outside and go get fades and things like that. He's so big, but I would say he's really looked good. I mean, he's had a nice camp, signed as a tryout player. Obviously, he's got a family pedigree. It's incredible, but he's doing it on all his own, and he made a couple catches today. He looked good out there.
John, with Isaiah Likely, we know what he can do over the last couple of years. He's made quite a few wild plays this week. How impressed are you with this one?
Happy with Isaiah, I guess, as expected, and work ethic, too. Locked in every single day, been here every day. Another guy who's been here every day. I have so many of the guys that have done that, and it shows. So he's talented. He's going to be a big part of what we do.
John, a few days ago, you told Jerry Coleman that one of your big takeaways from AFC Championship is that you want to get the ball more in the quarterback's hands. What does that look like to you so far?
Yeah, I think we're talking about all the pre-snap stuff, operational type stuff at the line, and in the huddle, out of the huddle, at the line. Try to make some decisions at the line in terms of growing the offense in that direction. It's looked good, but we still have a long way to go. I think everybody would tell you that. We've got a lot of work to do with that. And it will be an ongoing process throughout the season for sure. But that's the direction we're going.
John, obviously the high expectations for Trenton Simpson stepping in at inside linebacker. How do you think he's handled that this spring, running with the ones, and just how he's looking going into training camp?
I think he has looked really good. I think he's done a great job. Trenton is He's a quick learner. Something even as simple as pump protection footwork, which he played a little bit as a rookie. First couple of days of the phase two stuff, he really didn't look very good with the footwork. Like everything else, we're chasing perfection and we're confronting every issue. We confronted the punt footwork, and now he looks fantastic. I mean, he's perfect in what he's doing out there. I think that is kind of an example of all the other stuff he's doing on defense. He knows what he's doing out there. Now the next step will be training camp, preseason games, and on from there.
Matt McCarr's another guy who looks good. He's down about 10 pounds, repit, so he feels a little quicker. Last year, there was some sort of question or talk about how he might fit in, and we kind of, given the change in the offense, you saw how that worked out. Do you envision that sort of growing, or, how do you view that role kind of after seeing year one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll evolve kind of the direction it goes in terms of where the offense goes and what we need. But there's always going to be a requirement for a guy like Pat, if you have a guy like Pat. And, the questions last year were pretty much kind of debunked. He played a lot. And I think it's going to be the same thing this year. I mean, you got a good football player, you got to put him out there. So he'll be out there playing, and we'll find a lot of great roles for him to do. I mean, the nice thing is he can actually run routes and catch the ball. you know, and that's something that people kind of take for granted that he wouldn't be able to do. He's always, I mean, I can remember Coach Phillips out here. I love Coach Phillips out here when he's defensive coordinator for the Rams, basically saying, you know, what's Pat's number, 42? He goes, don't cover 42. He's a defensive lineman, you know. Very next play, caught a touchdown pass in the flat, you know. That's right. Don't cover 42.
John, what's kind of the getaway message to the guys? You know, kind of your message to them as they go on this kind of six-week break on their own before Roger?
Yeah, there's a lot of good messages, probably the ones you'd expect to hear, but really there's an intentionality to everything we do. There should be a plan in terms of what we're trying to accomplish every day. You know, so what are you trying to accomplish for the next weeks that lead into training camp that put you in position to have the best training camp, to handle the loads involved, become the best team we can be, and to be intentional about that every single day? That's the, you know, the core of the message.
What have you seen out of Ardarius Washington, a guy that's, you know, dealt with injuries but has kind of flashed out there in practice a lot?
Ardarius Washington. Oh, I thought there was going to be more. Ardarius has looked really good. Yeah, I feel great about him. He's already established himself. I mean, you know, he's played in the game. Every game he's played well. He's looked great in practice. And let's get him out there and get him in some more games. I think that's the goal.
We can do two more.
Coach, knowing that you can't control what these guys are doing while they're away, Lamar was expressing concern a little bit about trying to get these guys together with him in Florida. Is it your hope that they will get together?
Yeah, I mean, it's how you word the question. Obviously, he was going to try to get those guys together, and he's excited about that, and that's great. That's cool.
John, how excited are you to face off against your brother this season?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I guess. I mean, how excited was I to face off against him in that driveway when we were playing, you know, one-on-one hockey or one-on-one basketball or wrestling, or when my dad said, "Put the gloves on, go into the basement if you want to fight each other all the time." So I guess it was kind of exciting, but then again, you know, it wasn't that great. You know, especially when he got bigger, you know, that you got to be a little more challenging. So I think that day will come when it comes. So we're not really thinking about it too much, but when it comes, it'll be kind of cool. It'll be historic.
James, close it out. Malik Cunningham making the transition from quarterback to wide receiver. What are you seeing in his transition?
I think Malik has looked good at wide receiver. He's shown a lot of speed, a lot of quickness. Kind of a natural at the position, and he also, I've seen that he understands the game from the perspective of the quarterback. So routes and coverage and timing and things like that have been excellent.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All good, thanks. Okay.